When it comes to peanut harvest thus far, John Beasley, peanut specialist with the University of Georgia, said the yields have been a bit better than earlier expected.
We were concerned, obviously, from all the excess rain across the peanut belt back during the summer months. There were concerns because a lot of fields were holding water. We went through a couple of minor dry spells, one in late August, early September. Then we got more rain. But through the month of October thus far, we are hearing some reports of some pretty good yields. Now, nothing compared to last year. But I think when you compare, when all is said and done, the yield and compare it to the 2010 and 2011 crops where we averaged 3,500, 3,600, we're going to be doing real well. And the other thing is grades. We're hearing very good numbers on grades in the upper 70s. That's always a positive.
And when it comes to disease issues this year?
It was a real strange deal. The kind of rain we had, we were concerned that we would have really excessive amounts of white mold in particular. Mm. We're also concerned because it was cool and wet early that we'd have a lot of CBR, cylindrical cladding black rot, which is triggered early after planting due to cool, wet conditions. We also thought that the more moisture that we had and maybe slightly cooler temperatures late in the season would trigger more rhizoctonia limb rot. None of those three diseases tended to be major, at least statewide. We might have had some individual fields that had some small issues, but statewide we didn't see any problems with any of those to any major amount. We did see some heavy defoliation in fields that they weren't able to spray for leaf spot on a timely basis, so we did see some late season defoliation there that we were concerned about, but we kind of knew that was coming. The one problem we had that's disease-related was spotted wilt virus was the highest we've seen probably since the late 90s, early 2000. It was a little heavier and probably triggered by the excessive number of thrips we had early in the season.
But overall, Beasley said they are hearing some good reports from this year's crop. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.